call Chad.
Today is January 11th, Milk Day. Treat Milk Day like a carton of milk. Wake up, pop open the top, and take a sniff. Ooh, it's gone sour. Pour today down the drain and go back to bed on Milk Day.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's 5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The Trump administration says 9 out of 10 Americans will see bigger paychecks next month. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Today, the Treasury Department and IRS released new withholding guidance that will implement the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
Mnuchin says the reduced tax rate should not affect the amount of refunds seen next year. 6 senators say they've come up with a bipartisan plan to fix DACA, the program which protects immigrants brought into the country illegally as children. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is among that small group.
There is no deal. I'm going to shop around my colleagues.
President Trump says DACA won't be approved unless lawmakers come up with funding for his border wall. Another record day on Wall Street as U.S. stock indexes hit all-time highs. The Dow up over 205 points. The S&P and NASDAQ also hitting new milestones. Fox News. Right. We report. You decide.
Season and you need something stronger than the over-the-counter meds. Well, now there's Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene helps you control all of your allergy symptoms. Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene not only relieves your runny nose, sneezing, and itchy and watery eyes, it can also be used as an oven cleaner. Warning, taking Sudactive Benazicanahista Zyrtec Cleriflone Dimetapaphene may cause
drowsiness.
Ask for it by name.
Sudactivinavism.
Yeah, well, he lost me after that.
I'll tell you what, I think I still need it. You know what's weird? I sound congested, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel congested. So why is it when I blow my nose, nothing? How can you sound congested and feel like this, and then when you try to get rid of what's in there, there's nothing coming out?
Maybe it's packed in there.
Packed.
That's why you should do some, saline rinses.
Yeah, I've heard that works.
Saline, is that where you mix actual salt and water?
Well, no, it's best to buy the pack, so it's clearly sanitary.
I got pranked.
It works. It works.
By some Weisenheimers.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. You've heard me talk about that Lexus dealer I worked for down there?
Yeah. Big,
well,
what did they do to you?
The guys in charge, we were all buds. We were friends, but I had a little congestion. And one of them comes up and hands me this nickel stuff, Zicam. I don't know what it was. But they said, what you do is put this in your nose, close the other nostril, and take the biggest inhale you can. And I had hot and cold running snot for the rest of the day.
Yeah, man.
After, and I look, and I'm walking around like this with my hands over my face. Running for the bathroom because I need toilet paper. Something is, because everything, it just let everything loose. And I look out of the corner of my eye and those bastards are laughing at me.
That was me.
So after I calmed down a little bit, I went and said, guys, you could have really hurt me with advice. I took you seriously. Suppose I'm in the hospital now with an overdose of zinc.
Still be hilarious.
I don't know. It's one of those. Sometimes people can be so mature.
Are you 9 years old in fourth grade?
That's what I should have said.
You not like practical jokes?
Yeah, I like practical jokes.
Yeah, but yeah, they need to be in good fun.
Not when they create physical jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Joey.
Well, I agree with you.
Do I have to worry about you now?
No.
They're going to say, here, have a whiff of this.
Not at all.
And, so that's how he plans to get the show, Terry. That's how it's going to work.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to cook up some elaborate scheme, have me do something.
Yeah. 120 volts.
Joey.
Ha 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 I still love some of the imagery from that first Austin Powers movie with the sausage and the milk.
Yes. Great movie.
Containers. There are certain just scenes like that I will watch over and over again just because they're
always funny. And it's such a guy movie.
Yeah.
I have not met many women who love Austin Powers. There are a few out there, but
not many.
Well, women that like Austin Powers are like chicks that like the Three Stooges. They're called marriage material.
Indeed.
Then we're all agreed. 507 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you have been, if you feel like you've been kept out of buying a home because your credit is weak, you don't have any down payment, guess what? There's a reason why Morris Capuano just teamed up with Renaissance Bank. There are now programs available for you where a 585 credit score and zero down will get you into a home. Now, you just heard at the top of the hour Fox say you're going to have more money in your paycheck. Great. More money in your check. Why not take advantage of the tax break that comes with that first mortgage deduction? If you're paying rent, your landlord's getting that, not you. So why not take that back, take that power back, call Morris, and get the ball rolling. His number is 409-9300. There are so many mortgage programs out there for almost anybody in any situation. And now that he's teamed up with Renaissance Bank, he's expanded his access to these special programs for people that want to own a home but haven't been able to up to this point for whatever reason. And what's the worst that can happen by finding out where you stand at 409-9300? This guy busts butt for you, man. I don't know of anybody that works harder than Morris Capuano at EquiSouth. 409-9300. At 508, we've got news, traffic and weather together, and then we're back. Greg Goodell, Joey Clark, Terry Adams, Hike.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Yay!
For Montgomery Crime Mapping, yesterday a robbery of the 200 block of Ann Street. We know a gun was used. No further info from MPD. Two vehicle thefts yesterday, 5100 block of Sugar Pine Drive off Troy Highway and the 4300 block of Narrow Lane Road. An assault in the 3800 block of Liberty Square Drive. A gun was discharged into a vehicle or building, but no further word on what exactly happened from the MPD. A Deedsville woman is facing multiple charges, including rape. She's admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with three counts of rape, two counts of sodomy second, and one count of giving a control substance to a minor. And a brawl at Lee High School yesterday. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. Nine students arrested, as well as two parents. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Rich Thomas Weather. Brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. We have an accident, the 900 block of Whitehall Parkway. Haynes Ambulance Service standing by on this one. Also, the 2900 block of Birmingham Highway, a nasty accident there. All eastbound lanes are closed. Finishing up, a fender bender, the 200 block of Halcyon Boulevard. Over 30 Toyota RAV4s to choose from at the Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. LEs, SEs, XLEs, limited editions, all at frozen prices. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Insurance company not calling you back? We'll make them. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's hard to believe AC by Lou Choir is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Choir and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off, plus 0% financing available with approved credit. Before you know it, summer will be here again. You'll want the reliability of a new carrier system to keep you cool all season long. Act fast because the party's over February 28th. Your new carrier system also comes with a one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty with required maintenance. Visit acbylouchoir.com today for all Lou Choir offers. AC by Lou Choir is available 24 hours a day and never charges an overtime fee. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com, where quality is more than a promise. It's a guarantee. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Interested in building a better you? Tired of gyms and spas that overpromise and underdeliver? Well, maybe it's time you tried Cynical Fitness. Instead of costly 1 or 2 year memberships, we only offer membership plans that are 100% consistent with your level of commitment, which in most cases is about 72 hours. And because we know you're not really serious about working out, we require all new members to bring their own weights. Not only does it save us from having to buy expensive equipment, it'll hasten your decision to do what you do best. Give up. And if it doesn't, just try one of our proven excuses for missing a workout. Free with every membership. You'll pick from classics that range from, I just ate an entire pot roast, to, I don't want to get too big, bro. So if you want to pretend you're serious about fitness without having to make a costly long-term commitment, call us today at Cynical Fitness. We're your one-stop shop for fitness. Because everyone knows that's all you're capable of.
It's 5:13. Joey was answering the phone when Brant McDonald called, and I overheard Joey mention that I did have a little bit of a meltdown this morning because there was a poll on Fox News saying that 49% of Americans give Obama credit for this exploding economy, and that just turned me upside down.
It should have.
8 years. 8 years. We went nowhere while this guy was in the White House. He leaves, and all of a sudden his ideas kick in. It's ignorance at a level you can't quantify, and it's frightening because if that many people really believe that, what chance do we have going down the road? It's so disheartening. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So should we be giving Obama credit or Trump credit for this, Brand? I saw another big day in the markets, looking good. Hello?
Yeah, am I live?
Yes. You are. Better believe it.
Okay, I didn't realize that. My apologies. No, I saw that, Greg. I mean, look, you knew this was going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no surprise. I mean, truthfully, and let's not forget, I mean, you've got about 40% or so registered Democrats. You've got a lot of independents in the middle, so 49% does seem a little bit high. I mean, 40, I could understand. I mean, most Democrats, liberals, that's just how they're going to think. And that's the bottom line. Not too much you can do about it. But there's no question in my mind whatsoever, if you look at the actual empirical data, if you look at all of it as a total picture, most professionals, most economists, money managers, what have you, all point to the fact that when Trump won and started talking about all of these fiscal changes that he wanted to promote, consumer confidence started going up, business confidence started going up. We saw those numbers ratchet up throughout the year. Now we're 1 year later, and we see the projections by these companies, these CEOs, the corporate earnings that are coming in. And I have to tell you, you know, there's no doubt in my mind the poll is wrong. But these are individuals who, this is their ideology, and they're not going to change their thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not. And I think a lot of this happened even with Reagan. You know, I mean, they truly did. If you study the history books, same type thing happened.
I lived through that. I went through the what is they called it, malaise, but the stagnation was very, very parallel to what Obama did for
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, nothing, going nowhere fast, no opportunities, and then watched my paycheck grow and opportunities explode and people thrive after Reagan got things going in the 80s with his tax cut plan.
Oh, that's right. And even today, I mean, literally today, all these years later, you've got a number of Democrats, leading, well-educated Democrats who write, be your economists, write op-ed pieces, whatever, who still say that nothing Reagan did really worked. I mean, and they say that trickle-down doesn't work, and they have all these reasons, and they say that it creates ills for society. It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, we all know it. And let's see how the voters feel about this, you know, come November, when we are revved up at 3% plus on GDP growth, and wages are going up, and people are back to work, and they're getting better jobs, higher wages, and the lots of the average citizen in this country are improving leaps and bounds over where they were from 2010 you know, to 2016.
So, how about Walmart today raising the starting salary from 10 to 11 bucks? All their employees are getting raises. As one example, there are people, I'm concerned that a Walmart worker may not know why they're getting this raise or understand the economics behind their ability to suddenly offer a better salary or increase somebody's salary. But there's a great example of a post-tax cut success story.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's just say this. Corporate America is corporate America. They run these companies for the benefit of shareholders, you know. And I mean, that may sound cold-hearted to some liberals, but that's the fact. I mean, people have risked their own capital behind these companies. So when Walmart announces they're going to raise that wage to $11, I mean, come on, give me a break. This is not out of the goodness of their heart. This is because there's competition for labor. There is competition for labor, and it's very real. They have a lot of people in mid-level management, upper-level management, in the stores I'm talking about, distribution facilities. These people have been trained in the distribution of the Walmart system. They can't afford to lose these people. Yep. And I'm telling you, this unemployment number now is very real. And when I say the labor market's tight, it's very tight. And this is why wage inflation is going to be a good thing. But we start talking about things like, okay, well, let's just make sure it doesn't get out of control, and will the Fed have to raise rates, and so on and so forth. But I digress. You get back to the original discussion. This wasn't out of the goodness of their heart. This is because their margins improved, because their tax rate came down, and they were able to give people a raise to try to improve their labor force.
Yep.
Bottom line.
Well, I wish, you know, again, when I saw that this morning, I went nuts. I just did. Because the whole economic revival literally began after Election Day. That's when the market started. You know, new tax cuts were in the plan. People started betting on those cuts. Remember, we went through some anxiety last year. Are they going to get it done? You know, by the end of the year, there was some doubt for a while that they would. They finally did. Here we go. And I can't wait for February 1st to see the difference it's going to make in my check and everybody else's. And people will be talking about this. It just kills me to think that this is, oh yeah, this is Obama, his brilliance, finally, you know, jeez.
Yeah. No. Well, when we talked about...
You may be visiting me in the rubber room if
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's going to be great. I mean, truly, I do believe 90% of Americans will see their paychecks go up as a result of the change, the withholding tables that was announced today by Treasury. And when we talked about the corporate tax cut rate and reform of individual rates many months back, we tried to articulate, you know, what was going to happen, connecting the dots. And we're getting all of that now. Business investment is going to go through the roof over the next 2 years. I mean, CEOs have already started to announce this. And as we go through fourth quarter earnings, which is revving up as we speak, we'll get four big ones tomorrow, and then all next week, we're going to get more color from corporate America, what they're going to do with these savings. But we know that business investment's coming. We know that they're going to repatriate a lot of this cash. They're going to use that to return some to shareholders. They're going to increase wages for their labor force. They're going to invest in property, plant, and equipment. All of the above is going to happen. And so this is a very, very powerful change in the code. I think you're going to see it work its way through the economy. And by the time we get to this time next year, mm-hmm. I really think you're going to see it kicking in full force. So this is a pretty big deal. And I can't wait to listen to some of the big conference calls over the next 2 weeks to really hear what these management teams of these major U.S. multinational corporations, what they're going to say with respect to their effective tax rate, what they're going to do with the savings, what they're going to do with repatriated cash. That's going to be pretty exciting. And you'll see a number of analysts really begin to massage their forecast, get those numbers in line, and I think you're going to see earnings estimates going up for the course of the year. And keep in mind, this is still coming on the backdrop of a very, very loose money supply system over in Europe. Specifically, you know, they have zero inflation over there. They're still doing QE. They've got effective rate zero. And this is really greasing the skids for an international backdrop that America can sell into. So I think this is a global recovery that's underway. And I think it's a powerful move. And I think that, you know, the markets have done really well. It's discounted a lot of this, what we're talking about. But I will say this, people have been asking me, you know, Brant, what do you think? I go everywhere. They say, what do you think is going to happen in 18? And my feeling is, at the end of this year, we're going to have all the broad indexes higher than where they were when we started this year. Mm. But I also believe, and I truly believe, that we're going to get about a 10% correction somewhere along the way. Mm. The question is what's going to cause it, and when is that going to happen?
All right.
We know it's going to happen. Always does.
That's my next question.
You got to ride through it.
Because I heard today, and you can verify if you can, yesterday the big discussion was the story that the Chinese were going to stop buying U.S. treasuries, and that's rattled the market. Didn't that turn out to be fake news? Wasn't that a story originating on CNBC or one of the networks?
Yeah, well, Bloomberg reported it first, early yesterday morning, and right. It really shook up the markets. And then by the time we got to the afternoon, yes, there were a number of reports coming out, and some people within China who were saying, that's not exactly true, and so on and so forth. But I don't know. Maybe that's the way they want to deliver their message. I mean, hey, we do the same thing in America. For crying out loud. Look at our own Federal Reserve. I mean, they dance around these big issues, these broad issues, and they never really commit to one thing or the other. They just try to leak some of this in the market because this is a big issue. I mean, like I said yesterday, I mean, for the Chinese to halt all purchases of treasuries is a pretty big deal. I mean, it's a major deal. And to say there wouldn't be an effect to that would be ridiculous. So, I don't know. Maybe they wanted to get that out and then retracted it on purpose. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we are dealing with a communist country here. So,
you mean ours or theirs?
It could have been that.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we did come perilously close, didn't we?
Damn. And we still got plenty of people implanted deep in the government that would love to see it happen, and the media as well.
Yep.
It's
no question.
That's
no
why.
No question.
I just posted the tax table story on my Facebook page February 1st, and that'll give that several months for people to see that extra income, have that extra money to spend, and start feeling good. And maybe, I would hope this would translate into some of it, because the people that the Democrats are talking about running against Trump, or the fact that they even have a chance, a bad chance in hell of taking Congress back, for what? They've done nothing except make up a bunch of crap, investigations and BS and hoaxes and
obstruction.
Yeah. we'll see, I guess. Yeah. A lot can happen between now and then.
Everyone knows when you've got these kind of economic numbers and the things that are happening in this country, it's incredibly difficult to unseat incumbents.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. I mean, the history shows that throughout prior elections throughout the country over the last 100 years. But again, as I was saying when I was in studio on Tuesday, I mean, these are local elections, particularly when you get into the House of Representatives. And these are battles that are waged on the ground in local communities, much like we experience here in Montgomery. And you never know what's going to happen and stuff that's made up, the way they fight these political wars.
Let me give you.
And when you're dealing with Democrats, you never know.
Well, let's talk about one in particular, Big Chief Elizabeth Warren, you know, the Indian, you know. Yeah. She got caught in a bit of a trap today because she was on a Fox News interview and she was, you know, talking about how terrible these tax cuts are. Then Bret Baier mentioned that energy companies are planning rate cuts in response to reduce corporate taxes. She says, and good for them, I'm delighted to hear that, before she pivoted right back to her original criticism. In other words, this senator doesn't care that people, her voters, are going to have more money in their pocket, not just from their paycheck, but their energy costs are going to go down because the energy companies are getting kicked in the tender parts with these high corporate taxes. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Should our costs go down too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you would think so. Now, listen, we've talked about this before. And I mean, people that know me know I am a supreme capitalist and a true free market believer. And, there's a potential that you could see some element of deregulation, especially in the energy sector, even especially with utilities from a federal perspective. Now, a lot of the rates are controlled locally with, you know, these public service commissions and so on and so forth. But there are other regulations that are very onerous. Anyway, the bottom line is if you could create more competition in the energy space using free market solutions where capitalism is at the root of that transformation, then, oh my gosh, you would see prices come down all over the country. So I think that's a big deal. That's something that's being bandied about or talked about. And then, too, you know, with Trump opening up most of the Gulf waters in the Atlantic, especially to new drilling, I mean, and what they're saying is the largest, you know, new land lease, federal land lease program. All that drilling, all that, I mean, you're going to find that the U.S. is going to continue to really sort of, you know, blossom into an even bigger energy independence story. You'll see prices come down. I mean, these are all things that are direct result under the leadership of the president. Deregulation.
People forget that in 2008, during the summer when gas was over $4 a gallon, George Bush did one thing. He said, I am lifting the ban on Gulf drilling. That's all he did in executive order. I'm rescinding the ban on Gulf drilling. And from that day, gas prices dropped till mid-December when they were under $1.50 a gallon here.
That's right.
And there you go. There's your example. When you strangle the market with your rules and regulations, and of course the Democrats have you believe, oh, they're going to put oil rigs, you know, on Orange Beach and ruin everything. it's just insane. Anyway, good example of how one comment like that changed the entire structure of oil pricing 10 years ago. All right, friends, if you would like to sit down with Brant and talk about what you're going to do with that extra money in your check, how you can make the most use out of it, planning ahead, taking care of trains that are inevitable down the tracks of life, call him at 387-0094. Sit with Brant and meet the incredible team he's put together at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. That's 387-0094. Brant, anything big tomorrow, you got our number.
Yeah, you know, we definitely will. Real quick, how you feeling, bud?
Well, I'm slowly turning the corner. It's taking a long, long time to get completely over this, but at least I've been able to come in. But I'll tell you,
yeah,
home tonight, I'm gonna grab some food and I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, I understand. I understand it's tough stuff. Well, hang in there, buddy.
You too. And we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Hey, our buddy Mumnut just got sent to Jackson Hospital, so have a good thought for Mumnut.
Oh, good.
Hardworking guy. Your thoughts and prayers would be greatly appreciated on his behalf.
Joey!
Yes, well, I want to tell folks about a new sponsor. And this guy can help you out in a very difficult situation. You're going to want somebody who can defend you, somebody who can be your advocate, and do so wisely and effectively. Because we never want that day to come where, well, you've been charged with a crime. You've been detained. The handcuffs go on. And when that situation comes, use your right to remain silent. Say nothing, but remember this number. 472-5499. 472-5499. That is the number for Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law. He spent his career in government as a prosecutor, as somebody working high-profile, white-collar crime cases, public corruption cases, somebody worked murder cases. He's been there, saw Jeff Sessions in action when he was the AG of Alabama, saw Bill Pryor in action. He has had an incredible career, but he realized after all those years in government that he needed to switch sides to defense, to help out those who might find themselves in a very difficult situation and not knowing what to do. So if you are detained, say nothing and call 472-5499. 472-5499. That is the number for Greg Biggs, attorney at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's check in with Rich, get the forecast, look at the roads, and then we're back.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The spring-like air is about to go away, and we're headed back to the Arctic cellar again. For tonight, very mild. The overnight low temperature in the upper 50s with scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely later on tonight, and especially through midday tomorrow. High temperature tomorrow will be in the 50s during the morning, and then falling to 44 by tomorrow afternoon. It becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night. Overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high around 44, but the winds will make it seem colder. And down to 24 first thing Sunday morning, with Sunday's high barely up to about 42. Our weather app is what you need to have on your phone with all these drastic changes ahead. It has hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. Authorities still working that accident on 65 northbound at Comsport Road, the first Prattville exit. Now it's off to the side. It's not going to bother you. Just wave at the pretty blue lights as you go by. 85 southbound into the interchange, very busy. Also traffic coming out of the downtown area onto Arba, then to 85 northbound. That's causing a slowdown on the northbound side. Do you want to get your real estate license but can't attend classes? Do it online. Go to Boeb. SchoolofRealEstate.com for more info. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour Grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
Here's Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group with your real estate minute.
Need to sell your home quick? Follow these steps to guide you in selling your home. Follow the five P's to success. Prepare, price, present, provide, and proceed. Prepare your home to sell. Professionally clean the home. Carpets, flooring, cabinets, closets, yard, flower beds, and exterior. If it needs new flooring, new paint, new appliances to update the appearance, price your home to sell slightly under the competing houses because they are typically overpriced if they've not sold. Present. Show and present your home within 1 hour's notice, meaning all toys, games, dishes, clothes are out of the way, and it smells and looks good at any time someone wants to view the home. Provide all of the documents and information concerning improvements you have made, utility bills for your home, floor plans, survey of the house. Proceed to closing. Hire a closing attorney that only does real estate closings, not wills and trusts. For details on a plan to get your home sold quickly, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogutson@charter.net.
Ugh, I don't want to go for a jog. I'm too tired for this. Oh, a new donut shop opened. I could use a quick break. Resolutions are tough to keep, and they're even tougher if you're tired. Mattress Firm can help you sleep better when you hurry in to the New Year's sleep sale going on now. And for a limited time only, to help keep you on the right track this year, we'll give you a free Fitbit with a mattress purchase of $799 or more to track your sleep and help you hit your 2018 wellness goals. And getting good sleep is easier with up to 70% off select closeout floor samples, accessories, and more. So you can find the bed that matches you at a price that matches your budget. Hurry in to the New Year's sleep sale going on now, only at Mattress Firm. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/New Year's Sleep Sale. Product offers and prices may vary by state.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and pet supplies. 4 Healthy Pets is a refreshing alternative to the big box store experience. 4 Healthy Pets offers high quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods, as well as dehydrated, freeze-dried, and prepackaged species appropriate food and treat options. 4 Healthy Pets has raw foods and gently cooked foods for those dogs and cats with sensitive systems. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the United States. If you have any questions, you can call 4 Healthy Pets 245-3471, 245-3471, or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does a fantastic job with the grooming. I actually pay about half as much as I used to pay. The dog looks and smells amazing. So go meet Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets today. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Dive Bar Karaoke Night Host.
Mr. Dive Bar Karaoke Night Host.
During the workday, sitting in your cubicle, your mind races with the glitz and glamour of the only night of the week that you feel alive. When you host karaoke.
You're the best singer, that's why they let you do it.
You're dying for someone to tell you,
you should quit your day job, yeah.
So when you see a guy who can almost hit the high note in that Journey song, happily taking the mic when no one else wants to sing, just know, he was born to be in that spotlight. He's Mr. Dive Bar Karaoke Night Host, a real American hero.
Mr. Dive Bar Karaoke Night Host.
Oh, look, he's singing Sweet Caroline again.
Well, that was something I had in mind for the guest coming up on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Oh, yes?
That would be Emily Hayes.
Emily.
We'll be here. Maybe she'll show up a little early.
Hopefully, because she's always a ball of energy.
Who's on the line?
I'm not certain.
Hello, they're not certain.
It's Herman.
Herman!
Hi, Herman.
What's going on, guys?
We're always happy to hear from Herman.
Hey, I got a little public service announcement for whoever was at Baumhauer's last night.
All right.
The smallest Herman just got tested positive for the flu. So anybody that had any contact with her might want to take appropriate precautions.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, so, that's one of those things you don't know until after the fact.
Yep.
That's it. Well, I'm headed to the drugstore right now to get my Theraflu that my doctor prescribed for me. I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Well,
but anyway,
she's such
Joey,
a sweetie.
We went to We went to WWE Live Monday with our VIP package. It was awesome.
Oh, the house show, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
What was the big takeaway? What was the highlight?
The highlight was AJ Styles beat Kevin Owens and
Sami Zayn. Oh, the phenomenal one always coming through. Though I like the bad guys. I like KO and Sami.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those shows, those are great because they're it's more fun than what you see on TV. They're talking and intermingling with the crowd a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
On those shows that aren't on TV. It's awesome. We got to meet Charlotte Flair.
Whoa. Cool. Cool.
And, autograph interview with her and Baron Corbin was he's a pretty cool guy.
He's a pretty good bad guy. He's a pretty good heel.
I wish he wasn't a heel. He's cool when you meet him behind the scenes.
Yeah, they need to turn him babyface and I love that Sami Zayn went from face to heel. He's so good. Yeah. He's so annoying. He's an annoying
guy. He is.
Oh, now Greg's falling asleep over here, Herman.
No. This
Greg, wake up. It's awesome.
This wrestling talk is
fascinating.
Yeah, anyway, hey, enjoyed last night for real. Anybody that touched Maggie, y'all need to go and get at least some vitamin C or something and try to fight it off. So, 48-hour incubation period is what it is.
Okay, and don't let this situation prevent you from joining us at Baumhauer. It's just one of those things.
Yep.
It happens.
Well, here. All right. Thanks, Herman.
Later, man.
Here in the radio station, well, you know who came in with it first.
Who?
The
adorable
Rich Thomas.
What?
Yeah.
Rich.
And then it started. Well, actually, I didn't get what Rich had. Rich had a real severe strain of the flu. I mean,
it kept him out of work, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, because he doesn't. He's no sissy. He doesn't take days off because he has a little headache. Jay is the one that had the sinus thing, and then. Yeah. I guess it wafted over here from where you sit.
But you're fine now, right?
Radio stations are like that. And look at this. I mean, this kind of, I know we all wipe it down and stuff, but still, look at all the filth.
But why is it I always get sick on the weekend? I get sick over New Year's Eve, New Year's Day weekend. And it was a stomach thing.
That's terrible, man.
It was terrible.
Timing.
It's this wretched bachelor life you're leading. This reckless, I'm going to live forever. This, I'm Joey.
Right. I'm out there, man about town. It's not like I just hang out at my house with a dog every night.
Oh, no. Not Joey.
Not me. It's not Joey and the red and fuzzy big booty Buddha, Mr. Gimli, hanging out on the couch watching British history, watching lectures about, you know, Jungian archetypes and psychology. Exactly. I go out and I just drink. I'm just debauched.
Did you see the new big story this afternoon?
Which one?
Trump describes certain countries as
the word we can't say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although many of us have described Haiti as a hole.
Well, you know, he's right. And you know, part of the reason why it's still that way, because all the money that these gullible people keep sending to the Clinton Foundation that's supposed to go to Haiti, it don't go to Haiti.
No,
3% of it does.
Otherwise, the people that live there wouldn't be trying to live here.
Uh-huh.
That seems to be a fundamental problem with a lot of the illegals coming to the United States, these wonderful cultures they're leaving behind. It's just that they're run by socialist governments, and there's nothing to eat. There's no opportunity to make a living.
Exactly.
And all the only promise is pretty much a life of poverty.
Well, and seriously, what Haiti and Africa and other nations need.
It's a quote. Why are we having all these people from these whole countries coming here?
Oh, my. I love it. Say what's on your mind, Mr. Trump.
Well, you know what? A good chunk of America is going to agree with that assessment.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Joey?
Well, I was going to say they need actual property rights and, you know, common law.
That ain't going to happen.
But, like, yeah, what happened to all that money that was donated to the Clinton Foundation?
What happened to it?
Yeah. Went right to Hillary's cankle.
And Vice News, which tends to lean left, did a fantastic report on Haiti and the Clinton Foundation.
Uh-huh.
And that, for instance, the Clinton Foundation had a corporate partner that built this whole, like, recreational complex in Haiti. You know, gymnasiums, soccer fields, all this stuff. And the people in Haiti are like, we don't need that.
Yeah, we want food.
We want clean water.
And food.
And I'd like to be able to build a house and... two decades, three decades later, not have some bureaucrat come and take it because he can.
Mm-hmm.
They need security and basic needs. And Vice points out that a lot of these, you know, national global organizations tend to be, there's a great documentary called Welfare Inc., where essentially it talks about how it's this savior complex that we're going to come in and give all this money and have corporate deals.
But it never works out
that way. It doesn't. You're not teaching them to fish.
Exactly. You're giving them fish.
No, it's Poverty Inc., excuse me. But it's a great documentary. It points out that there are some people getting out there and acting like true entrepreneurs mm-hmm. in these countries, helping others build their own businesses. You don't go there and dictate, here's what you're going to have. You say, here are some resources, here are some basic legal structures that allow you to build up things. And it works.
Yep.
But right now, we still rely on this crony corporate model.
It's sickening is what it is.
Meanwhile, if you're not feeling well, as Herman just pointed out, get yourself something that'll help you feeling good.
Hi, folks. This is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's pre-medicated pork sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's pure pork pre-medicated sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz. Jimmy Dean's.
Don't put it on
have
the grill.
Have some sizzling at your house.
Look at that sausage flambé right there.
Yeah. Baked Alaskan sausage.
Hey, I just want to take a moment to thank our buddy Jeff Mallinson for coming to Baumhauer's last night.
Always good to see him.
He is one of the most positive energy people will ever meet in your life.
Yes.
He really has a huge role in the success at Georgia Floors Direct because he hires people that treat others like he treats them. So always happy. You know, the guy has a gift for remembering names,
mm-hmm.
you know, and building relationships, and he's just phenomenal. Jeff, thank you for joining us last night at Baumhauer's. NFL ratings news. Following a regular season where most NFL fans decided they had better things to do on Sunday afternoons than watch football, those fans still have better things to do on Saturdays and Sundays in the postseason. First round of playoffs suffered double-digit rating drops as the NFL begins its most important part of the calendar year. Saturday's Tennessee Titans-Kansas City Chiefs game didn't deliver for ESPN or ABC, losing two full rating points over last year's game.
Love it.
The Falcons-LA Rams game did only a little bit better. And according to the story on Breitbart, the Chiefs and Titans game was the least watched in 5 years.
Wow.
So,
that's bad.
Why did you give Roger Goodell 10 more years and $200 million? Can somebody explain that business decision again for me, please? I would love to know. Hey, look who just walked in.
Yay Fun.
It's Miss Yay Fun.
Hi.
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 How are you, gentlemen?
Good.
Rusty sent us the Words of Love segment from the morning show.
Oh.
And we played that last hour.
Oh.
That was great.
That was fun.
Especially hearing the background vocal of work of Rich Thomas.
And I also appreciated the Hangover Cure School.
Oh, yeah, that definitely.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah, that's
a tutorial.
The what?
On Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, the me thing. Yeah, because I'm a drunk.
Well, you're...
Oh, well.
I mean, that's why I haven't gotten sick yet, because there's enough alcohol in me to kill anything trying to live.
Yeah, you know, I tried to buy into that. I have too much tar in my system for any germs to... But guess what? They did.
Oh, poopy chickens.
See, but there's a lot of Emily. The Emily section in this...
It blows my mind that there's an Emily section of hotkeys.
With a lot of bits in here, too. We have the Emily Hayes Driving School, mm-hmm. along with the Hangover Clinic. We have Story Time with Emily, the Acme Dating Service, Emily in Africa, Anatomy of a Beatdown, the Anger Management. Which would you like to hear in our final minute of the show?
Man.
Can we do the dating school thing? Because I have had the wonkiest 7 days of crap.
Oh, man, we're talking about this later.
As far as dudes are concerned.
Sure,
my mind is blown.
Perfect choice at 5:52.
What would you say if I told you Emily Hayes doesn't have a date for Saturday night?
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
That's right, it ain't fitting. And that's why we here at Acme Dating Service want to set things straight. Emily, can Acme help hook you up?
We can do that.
Okay, when was your last date?
Winter of 2005 or 2006.
That long? Oh, well, Rich, what should Emily's date look like?
Like a bunch of broccoli.
Okay. Jay, do you have any idea why it's been so long since Emily had a date?
Scientists can't explain why.
Okay. Emily, what's the first thing you would say to a man on a first date?
Are you naked?
Greg, Rich, what do you think about that?
I bet it won't be rated R.
Probably not.
Well, Emily, would you consider dating a younger man?
I've been there. You don't do that. You get drunken voicemails on your phone at 3 o'clock in the morning about how awesome you are. And I'm sorry, I wasn't enough of a man.
Okay, Emily, well, what would you do to promote your hunt for a date?
We can make shirts!
One final question. Emily, why would a man want to date you?
Because I'm Emily.
Well, Acme has never failed at matchmaking, and I'm sure we can find a date for Emily. So stay tuned.
Are you leaving?
Oh, no, just getting to work. Boy, is this going to be a doozy.
Yay!
Look at my two handsome boys there. They got groomed by Gypsy Poodle today.
Oh, bless it.
They come to the house. It's so convenient. She does such a great job. Look at Mr. Thing. Look at that face. He wants a gub, 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 gub. When I get home.
How are you feeling?
Oh, stop it. As soon as you asked that, he put on this, like, sad, and I'm not feeling that great. You have been fantastic this afternoon. Top of your game.
Yeah.
Wow, it's
true. So don't play up the sad, woe is me story. You're doing great.
Bless your heart.
Bless your little heart.
Well, I was telling Terry... The much beloved and glorious. That last walk up the stairs after we went to check traffic, that
was a rough one.
Yeah, it was starting to get to me a little bit. You know what the frustration is? You know, like when you sound congested and you are congested, but you can't blow anything out anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, then where is it? Why won't it go away?
That's why you should do some saline washes.
I'm not putting salty water in my nose.
You should. It'll work.
You're just like
they're
those guys
that
got me to take that big, healthy huff of Zycam and almost drowned in my own snot. No, I'm not.
This comes mother approved. It works.
So what are you guys going to talk about between 6 and 7?
Well, I had no clue. I was going to bring up for a second what's going on with mass surveillance, warrantless, but... Now that you brought up your wonky 7 days...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to go into that. As much as we can. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
I don't get embarrassed, obviously.
But you know, we can talk this through.
You ready for some grilled Italian sausage and Pasta tomorrow morning.
Whoa, wait, pasta? I'm a really big pasta fan.
Yeah, pasta with homemade sauce and grilled Italian sausage.
That would be amazing.
Maybe I'll melt some mozzarella over it for you.
Whatever floats your boat, whatever makes you feel good.
I'm going to make it look so great, and then I'm going to make Rich look at
it. Bless his heart.
With his ham, his hockey puck sandwich.
Oh, man. I've already got random facts together for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have a baseball
Jay comes back when, Tuesday?
Yeah, he'll be back Tuesday.
He deserves a vacation, but he does so much.
Uh-huh.
I know.
It's like, oh, man, when Jay's gone, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
There is a gaping hole in his absence.
I'm slightly jealous because I cannot tell you when I've took an actual vacation last.
Likewise.
Like, I just, my vacation days go to other stuff, and so Jay's sending me pictures, and he's posting the pictures on Facebook.
Where is he?
He's in San Antonio.
Oh, cool.
But it's just, you know, remember last year he got sick?
Yeah.
When he was out there and stayed, like, in bed the whole time?
Yeah, he was thinking about going to the WWE Royal Rumble event, but he had to watch it from his hotel
room. Yeah. And then he got back, excuse me, and he was... And he was still sick. I'm not sick. I'm fine. And
yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, so we had...
have some more of that Jimmy Dean Tamiflu.
Those are the first shirts.
Pre-medicated, soaked in vodka.
Those were the first shirts that I made for us. The J-Pocalypse shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Yeah. You can make shirts for all occasions.
And I had the shirt that said, I am Jay, and that's when alternative facts were huge.
It's too long to make into a shirt, but there's going to be another polar vortex with cold wind whistling up your
rectum.
So make sure you're ready for the freezing weather coming our way. If you haven't teamed up with a place that you can go to when you have any emergency involving your heat or air conditioning when it's boiling hot in the summer, team up with Clark's at 277-2125. Get a membership. Get the best and most talented technicians in town to check out your system to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to systemic failure. And know that they're on call at a moment's notice if in super cold weather or super hot weather you come home and for whatever reason it ain't working. The best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, I'm Jerry Howell. 65 and 85, the interchange, very busy right now. 65 northbound up around the Prattville exit, still working that accident. Off to the right-hand side of the road, it's not going to affect you right now. We checked with Tupka Highway, also 331 Troy Highway and the Boulevard, doing fine at the moment. If your older Toyota is driving like it has the flu, you can get 15% off a diagnostic test at Reinhardt Toyota during January. Reinhardt Toyota, now open Sundays after church. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January. And it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30, Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Hot chick in the studio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Not till 7 o'clock, because she's going to be here with the Joey Clark Radio Hour.